Chapter 11 Translator, Zia Editor, Agnes Xu Ting took Du Cyan and left. Chan Er was about to follow, but was stopped by Liu Tang. There were a lot of people on 12 Bridge Street. In just a short while, Xu Ting and Du Cyan had already melted into the crowd. Chan Er stomped anxiously and asked Liu Tang, "Why are you stopping me? I can't catch up with the master." Liu Tang was surprised at Chan Er's lack of insight, but she didn't show it. Instead, after Chan Er's anger had passed, she asked, "Do you want to play?" Chan Er, "No, I'm going to find the master." Liu Tang frowned, and directly grabbed Chan Er's forearm and walked to the other side. Chan Er exclaimed anxiously, "What do you want to do?" Liu Tang, the queen's daughter and Master Du wouldn't want to be disturbed. Only then did Chan Er calm down, and Liu Tang also let go of him. The entire 12 Bridge Street was filled with boys and girls and small merchants. Xu Ting and Du Cyan were walking side by side, keeping a polite and awkward distance since they met for the first time. Suddenly, Du Cyan was pushed away by the crowd. Xu Ting quickly supported him and after making sure he was standing firmly, she smoothly held his hand. Du Cyan didn't dare to look at Xu Ting in the first place, and after this, his chin dropped even lower, revealing a slightly red ear. Xu Ting opened her mouth a bit, but she didn't say anything, and continued walking with Du Cyan. Sure enough, the heat on Du Cyan's face finally subsided. He slowly relaxed, and began to secretly observe Xu Ting. Of course Xu Ting noticed his gaze and didn't say anything, pretending to be unaware and letting Du Cyan take a peek. The two of them walked to a stall where a man was selling candy floss. Xu Ting led Du Cyan to the stall and asked, "Do you want candy floss?" When the stall owner saw that there was business coming to the door, he advertised it vigorously, "Buy the candy floss, it is sweet, and they are all kinds of looks. The stall has already inserted a few candy floss." In order to match the occasion, he had specifically made cowherd and weaving girls, as well as various small animals. Not to mention, the craftsmanship of this stall owner is good, whether it is the cowherd and weaver girl or the butterfly goldfish, they are all vivid. "What do you want?" Xu Ting asked Du Cyan following the words of the stall owner. "How about a magpie?" Du Cyan thought for a while and softly asked Xu Ting. "Today is the Chinese Valentine's Day, and the cowherd and weaver girl meet on the magpie bridge, and buying a magpie candy floss is also very suitable for the occasion." Xu Ting turned around and told the stall owner, "Please draw a magpie one." The stall owner said cheerfully, "Okay." They saw the movement of the stall owner's hands running smoothly, and within a short time, a magpie drawn with sugar silk took shape. The stall owner glued it on a small stick and handed it to Xu Ting, "Customer, 5 yuan. Xu Ting took it, handed the candy floss to Du Cyan, and then took out 5 yuan from her waist and gave it to the stall owner. Knowing that she was going to visit 12 Bridge Street tonight, Xu Ting specifically asked the accountant for smaller coins. Smaller coins cause nobles are used to carrying big notes. In such a festival, it would be hard to get change, so XT made sure to specifically bring change with her instead of usual big notes. She led Du Cyan away from the stall. Du Cyan held the candy floss and tried to ask, "Only one? Don't you want one?" Xu Ting replied, "I don't like sweets, I originally planned to buy it for you." Du Cyan felt sweet in his heart, secretly happy that Xu Ting didn't hate him, maybe she even likes him a little bit. Thinking about this, Du Cyan quietly held Xu Ting's hand back. He was just being held by Xu Ting, but now he grabbed Xu Ting's fingers. While watching the fun and whispering, unknowingly the magpie's candy floss wings and head was bitten off in bits by Du Cyan. In order to prevent the candy floss from falling, Du Cyan ate very delicately and slowly. Every time Xu Ting turned her head to see him, she felt like she was being poked in the heart. Because it was a marriage given by the emperor, she had no choice but to go along with it. Xu Ting had already prepared herself mentally in advance. As long as the other party was not particularly probable. Amatic, she felt that she could accept it. Now, Du Cyan's initial impression on Xu Ting has far exceeded Xu Ting's original expectation. The surroundings suddenly became noisy, and there were bursts of applause and cheers, as they arrived at a wider venue. It turned out that a stall owner was doing lottery sales, indicating that for one penny you could exchange one arrow, and as long as they hit the target, they could pick a river lantern from the stall. This attracted a large group of people. Some people tried it and others watched it. When the river lantern was put on, there was no price, and people did not need to buy a river lantern. And the stall owner had a lantern which was much better than those vendors who were selling river lanterns. After all, tonight is the Chinese Valentine's Day, and there is a river lantern seller on 12 Bridge Street every now and then. It was quite interesting. Xu Ting walked in with Du Cyan, and when others saw the official uniform she was wearing, everyone else quickly moved aside, allowing Xu Ting and Du Cyan to walk to the stall easily. Xu Ting picked up the simple bow from the stall, tilted his head and asked Du Cyan, "Which one do you want?" Du Cyan looked at the light stand standing next to the stall. There were 6 rows of river lanterns, and if she hit 1 or 2 rings, she could pick a lantern from the first row, and if she hit 3 or 4 rings, she could pick a lantern from the second row, and so on. There was only 1 river lantern in the 6th row, and that was the reward for hitting the bullseye, which is the highest prize of the night. Because the place was not big, the distance from the front of the stall to the target was only a dozen steps. In order to increase the difficulty, the stall owner hung the target made of straw rope on a pole, swaying, without any internal strength. It was impossible for Xu Ting to hit the target. Du Cyan knew that Xu Ting was capable, so he didn't want a river lantern with a second ring. It would be no good if Xu Ting thought he looked down on her. But this game is so difficult. If he wants to bullseye on 9 ring and 10 ring, what if Xu Ting misses a shot? After thinking about it, Du Cyan pointed to a river lantern in the 4th row and said, "This one is very beautiful." Xu Ting could see the little thing in Du Cyan's heart and asked teasingly, "Isn't the one above more beautiful?" Du Cyan was speechless for a moment, a little embarrassed knowing that Xu Ting had seen his thoughts. "You can pick the best one," Xu Ting said, while letting go of Du Cyan's right hand, pulled out an arrow and put it on the bow. The lightweight bow was instantly filled by her. Du Cyan looked at Xu Ting, who was pulling the bow with her hands. Her movements were elegant and graceful. He felt completely fascinated by her. He didn't know what was going on, and said in a daze, "If you say the best-looking one, the highest one is naturally the best-looking." "Xu Ting, good." The surroundings immediately started booing. "This official girl, you can do it." The stall owner laughed too. She didn't think anyone could hit the bullseye in such a difficult situation. Xu Ting poured a little bit of internal force into the arrow and aimed it. After a cracking sound, the arrow directly penetrated the bullseye of the target and hit the wall behind it before falling to the ground. There was a momentary silence from the watching crowd, and then a warm exclamation of admiration erupted. Xu Ting put down her bow and said to the owner, who was smiling a little reluctantly, "Bring it down." The boss reluctantly took down the river lantern that attracted the customers and gave it to Xu Ting. It was a river lantern that she had spent a lot of money to find someone to carefully design and produce. Without it, how much would the business decrease tonight? But she didn't dare to go back on her promise and refused to give it to Xu Ting. Couldn't she see Xu Ting wearing that official uniform? How could she afford it? And before the noblewoman, alas, what a big loss. Xu Ting placed the delicate river lantern into Du Cyan's hand. Du Cyan looked at her with bright eyes, which made Xu Ting very happy for a while. Just as the two were about to leave, a luxuriously dressed woman walked in with a white male and asked the stall owner, "Boss, where is the river lantern we ordered Aya? R-L-I-E-R." Then they turned their heads and saw the river lantern in Du Cyan's hand. "Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.